Yeah, she scared me with her bark. Are you recording this? Yes. Mm-hmm. Liar.
And now it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little neck right in the middle.
For your cranny.
They're moving.
I know. A lot.
Twinned it. Again. Double twin. Conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 194. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Samantha had to leave us. She has like responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah, we don't. So we get to do another show.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
We're too cool for school.
Duh.
Right.
Except you go to school and I don't. Yeah, I'm too cool for school. You're a nerd who goes.
You're a nerd who goes.
Everybody, did you like our opening? That's specifically for me and Ricky.
I know, from our friend Lou.
Yes, and it referenced my boobies and their hiding places for children.
She has big old titties.
That was so funny what you said yesterday when I dropped off your wallet. You were like, your titties look big in that shirt.
I said, your tits look huge in that shirt.
I was like, ah, and then I shook at you, and then I got back in my mom's car. She was like, don't do that. Tell him not to make comments about your boobs.
Did she hear me?
No, but she saw me go like this. And she was like, he needs not say things. And I was like, well, he can.
Because I'm gay. It's okay.
Right.
I'm not.
She goes, no, he's secretly not gay and he wants those.
Oh, God, because I'm a freak.
Yep, just a freak. I don't know.
Because only guys that like to have their dick sucked that don't like anal are freaks. They're not gay. They're just freaks.
Right. They like their dick sucked by other guys.
Yeah.
They're just freaky.
But it's okay because they're just freaky like that.
Yeah. That's so weird. I haven't talked to him in so long. I'm glad. He probably like got caught with things and got banished from the internet.
Isn't his building like right next to the bar that I go to?
Yep.
Maybe he goes in there. Or is he too dorky for that?
Well, he just doesn't like drink a lot.
Okay. His loss.
Nice, as you like the spokespeople for alcoholics. His loss, he doesn't drink.
Darn. So we are about to, after the show, Nicole and I are going to go diarrhea it up.
Can you guess where we're going, folks? We totally need to like find a commercial online and just play that every time we mention it. Like the theme song for the commercial. Do it. You can totally find it. I know it. And you can save it. You know it.
Sing
you
it
know.
Since I'm looking for it.
CC's Pizza, the best pizza value anywhere.
Woo!
Totally, you can find it.
I always feel better about myself after I go to CC's Pizza.
What? Who wrote that? Me? No.
It says, I don't know what it is, even after shoveling down countless slices of pizza and cheesy bread, salads, drinks, and desserts, I somehow walk out of there feeling like a winner. What could it be?
Carb coma makes you feel that way. That's what it is. Who wrote that? An anonymous CC's customer? Or the president of CC's Pizza?
Or the fact at 300 pounds, I'm one of the smaller people.
It does not say that. Damn.
Wow.
Harshness. That's probably true.
I don't
go on like YouTube and find the commercial for CC's Pizza. You know it's on there.
Oh, let's see here.
Oh, I got it reminds me of something I saw last night. I posted it on the blog. Did you see it? It's the meanest
CC's Pizza make me really, really happy. CC's Pizza make me really, really happy. Got to get one before I take my nappy. Cause I'm tired after I eat my CC's. Oh my god, y'all better watch out for my feces coming out after the CC's. Oh my god, y'all don't go in there cause it's hot where you wanna be.
Cause it's hot
cause
where you...
CC's, y'all, is good to me.
Yes! That totally...
Oh, you can text it and get it as a ringtone.
Do it! That could be when I call you.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It is not where you want to be. Because his feces is hot. It's not where you want to be yet. I love that so much.
Oh,
how awesome.
Loved it so hard.
CC's is so famous for the diarrhea. What the
I
heck?
Know. But it's so good sometimes. Well, it's not sometimes. It's always good. Right. But it's just after you leave, you're just like,
why did I eat
just
that?
Eat a whole box of MSG?
Why did I eat 16 pizzas?
Why? 16 pizzas. Not pieces. Pizzas.
Ooh, I totally know a girl who went in there one time and had 17 slices of pizza.
Shut up. Is it the same girl that broke the roller coaster?
No. I've seen her in there, though. She's pigging out. Go on.
Am I still looking
yes,
for that?
Yes, go on YouTube. I want to see the actual one, although that one was pretty awesome. But the YouTube reminds me of, I posted on the blog last night, of the meanest mom in America.
That kid was about to fall out of that.
She was like, I typed in on YouTube, fat people. Because I just wanted to see fat people. And it was like, fat girl falling out of a ride. And I was like, what? So I watched it. And she's totally like in there by her neck. And the lady is just like, ha ha.
Uh-oh, here we go.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst?
That's not
that
the actual
happen?
Thing I was talking about.
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Yeah, please.
Grandma?
Totally worth it. CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert.
That's not what we want, is it?
No, I told you.
I thought they would sing it.
It's a little jingle.
Let's see here.
CC's pizza. Why are we so like talking about CC's pizza for so long?
I don't know. It's awesome. Kind of ridiculous.
It's awesome.
The endless pizza buffet.
They don't
That's
sing
not it,
it
either. They do on some things. Deliciosity.
Shower with a loofah.
Ours doesn't even look that
the
good.
Salad bar. For you are a delicate flower who enjoys.
That does not look good, like ours.
Well, a hungry delicate flower.
They're never that nicely put together.
Wow, that's my kind of flower. Welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad.
Maybe they'll do it at the end.
For under $5, CC's.
I am sorry, that
true.
Is a lie. It is not under $5.
Nope.
And the commercial keeps saying, "Come in to CC's with $5 and change, and you can eat." No, bitch, you can't.
It's seven and something, fuckers.
Well, maybe if you don't get a drink.
Well, when who wants to go to CC's and drink water?
We're getting water.
Oh. No.
You look so heartbroken.
You have to drink soda with pizza. Those weirdos that drink milk or water are weirdos, like I just said.
Or orange juice with their pizza.
Who does that? I guess if you eat cold breakfast pizza, maybe.
Which I love. Breakfast pizza or pizza for breakfast.
Yes, cold from leftover the night before.
Twinned it.
Yums.
I had my fingers
tums.
Between my toes. So you probably just got toe jam on your finger.
It is a little green.
Should smell a little too.
Ew, I'm not going to smell my hand.
Do it. I dare you lick your finger.
No!
Overreact.
If you pay me $100, I'll do it.
No! Oh, sassy dick face. Dick in your face.
I don't have a dick, but if I did, it'd be in your face right now.
All right, you want to do some phone calls?
Sure.
Ding, 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 ding. Phone calls.
I don't like your jingles. They blow. Here, you got to go. Phone calls.
Awesome.
No, right?
We
Everyone
need to do songs.
It.
We need to get together one weekend and do our songs.
Our songs?
Our like songs for...
For phone calls and poems.
For phone calls and poems and emails. And.
All right.
So you ready?
No.
Phone call number
I'm not ready.
One.
Hey, this is Luna. Ricky, I heard that you're going to be in Virginia soon. If you happen to feel like having a little listener meet and greet, you should let me know because I'm in Richmond. We could go see Twilight. Mm-hmm. Later.
That is not allowed.
In other words, what she's saying is, Ricky, if you want to come bang me, let me know.
And see Twilight at the same time.
I'll make her see Twilight when I bang her.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like
good
that?
One.
Yeah.
She'll see stars.
Actually, I don't... I don't know if I will be going on my trip to Virginia because of money, finances.
The fact that you have none?
If there are any listeners that would like to send me money.
Damn.
Please let me know.
Yeah, send me some too.
I'm going to try to make it. I don't know. Richmond, if it doesn't go through I-95, then I don't know if I can get there easily. So I will definitely email you, Luna, and tell you what's up. Maybe if we can meet like halfway from where I live or whatever. We'll work something
out. I'm sad that you're not going to be here for Twilight.
But I might.
But
are you going to be sassy?
It's not the same.
Well, you'll have 12 other people going with you.
Still,
which
not
I have
the
to
same.
Say, Joe in Dallas. I think he's in Dallas. He's been reading it. He's on New Moon. I'm on Eclipse, which I didn't read it for the past 3 days.
You're never gonna be done.
I know, and it's getting real good.
And
now
you have friggin' a whole nother book to go.
It's getting real good now. Real good.
Samantha,
when I say
has
real good, I mean real good.
Samantha's read all of them, so have I.
Yeah, so we'll see. Sorry I keep clearing my throat. I feel like I gave like 10 beejers like 5 minutes ago.
Beejers? Oh my God.
You like that word? Mm-mm. No, you don't like beecher.
It was just silly.
Let's see
I
here.
Love a good beejer.
Glenn in Chicago, thank you very much for emailing me back. He went on a Caribbean cruise and could not respond to me quick enough.
Well, how?
Must be nice. But
did
I told
he go,
him,
oh, never mind. I was going to say like on a Rosie's family cruise.
Maybe.
Glenn, did you go on a Rosie cruise? Did you like it? What happened? Tell us.
Well, one thing he did do is while he was on the cruise, he read The Screwed Up Life of Charlie II. And he loved it.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I meant to tell you, on my cruise, I read the entire book, The Screwed Up Life of Charlie II. What an awesome read. Drew Ferguson really did a great job with the book. Kudos to him for putting it out there for the public to enjoy. Had I known you were providing a contest for signed copies of the book, I would have definitely joined in.
Well now you can.
It's not too late.
We have another contest.
What is that?
It is Call Us In.
So radio fake.
Give us a call to celebrate our 200th episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the more calls we get, well, actually, that would lessen your chances of winning. But the more calls we get, we'll enter everybody's name into some sort of object and we'll mix them around and pull a name. And whoever wins will get a copy of the book with a special little something inside from us.
Little something, something.
Little something,
all
something.
All three of us.
Yes.
It will make you wet.
It'll be a hair from my chest. No, I'm just kidding.
It'll be a hair from my asshole.
Well, I was just going to say, if anyone has seen Grease, then they'll know what I was referencing.
I have a friend that was telling me about hair removal. Like, she's doing the electrolysis hair removal on her legs. But she said they actually do it for your butthole, too.
Oh, my gosh.
She said,
I bet porn stars get it.
I don't know how does that work? Like, who holds your butt open while the machine's doing its job? I don't understand that.
I don't want to know. And imagine that being your job.
And she said,
what do you do for a living? I hold open buttholes all day for a laser to shine in there.
It burns really bad when they
do
it.
Yeah, it's a laser.
Oh, butthole burning.
It's like diarrhea.
I guess.
Constant.
With jalapenos. Have you ever pooped
Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
No, I don't eat jalapenos.
You should eat a jalapeno and then shit.
No!
It doesn't feel
okay.
Too good.
I'll do it just to experience the pain.
Thank you.
No, I won't.
But thank you for you all going out to reading Drew's book. If you read it, please contact us and let us know what you thought about it so we can forward the emails to him.
Exactly. I'm sure he'll love the feedback.
So actually, Glenn saw Drew in Chicago at a bar.
Really? What does Drew look like? Is he hot?
I don't know.
I want to know.
Let's
Drew, send
website.
Us your picture.
Let's go to his website.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Which I've been there, but
you never noticed.
I don't think I looked for a picture for him of him.
Let us
look. This is okay. So here's Charlie, the author.
Well, there's like a shape of a person, but no person.
Oh, he doesn't have a picture here.
Drew, why?
Drew Ferguson, you need a picture for us.
Drew, are you a butt's face? Is that why
we need to know if we need to masturbate over your face or not? So just let us know.
I don't do that over someone's face.
Maybe we shouldn't talk like that because he's like professional. Like he's famous.
But he listens to this show, so he knows what we speak of.
This is true.
Master debaters, that is us.
But Drew, send us a picture, or can we find one of you online or somewhere?
Send us your yearbook or something. So
your yearbook.
Hi, I'm Drew from 1994.
But yes, he said he saw him there, and he said he saw him signing books.
Awesome.
I was like, cool.
I want to be a writer.
And then Drew actually sent us an email. He said, I thought you'd like to get a kick out of this note I got today. You rock. Hi, Drew. I heard about your book through Archer Radio and bought the book while I was in a convention in Seattle. I couldn't put the book down for 2 days while I was at the convention. I recently read the book a second time, and it was equally enjoyable and heart-wrenching at the same time. Recently, I heard the review that the Foul Monkeys podcast did, so I ordered 5 copies and sent them to my favorite podcast in Chicago.
Cool.
I know. Fun.
Drew, we're helping you to become...
Let's move to Chicago.
Okay. And do what?
Be famous podcasters.
Oh.
Duh. And probably work really hard jobs so that we can afford to live there.
True. I was watching Taxi Cab Confessions last night, and the guy was a cab driver by night and a financial advisor during the day.
That's kind of...
I think he just wanted, like, spending money for driving the cab, because really, he's in New York. Why does he need to have a second job as if he's a financial advisor?
Maybe
you think
since
he'd
the
really be
going
advising
down.
Right now.
Maybe since the market's going down, it's not that good.
But you think that would be helpful. Please tell me, what do I do?
Anyway,
please.
He sent them to the PNS Explosion and the Daily Purge, which are great podcasts. Everyone should go out and listen to them. They're wonderful.
Pardon me.
Can I see you adjust your titties?
No, I'm just having pains.
Oh, that's not good.
Shooting through them, growing
pains.
Isn't
that bad? Aren't you supposed to go to your doctor if that happens?
I don't know.
I heard that's cancer.
Gee, I feel so safe and secure now.
Don't worry, my balls throb all the time too.
Disgusting. Balls throb.
All right, so should we put Franco's call at the end of the show? I don't know.
I don't know if I want to hear it. I mean,
he's drunky drunk.
He's drunk, but he talks about me, so maybe I do want to hear it. Does he just say, like, Nicole, hi?
No, it's really long. But we'll
play it right now, since we're talking about it.
All right, you guys, if you don't want to hear this long call from Franco, then fast forward like 5 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Franco.
Oh, my God.
Your number one drunk listener. And I just wanted to call and say hey. Because you guys talked about me on the last show, and I was like, oh, I feel really bad because I haven't called in a long ass time. But as you can tell, I'm kind of drunk.
I can't tell.
I just wanted to call.
I know, right?
And say that I really love the show, and I know this is kind of like old, but I really loved that Diarrhea Cast. Like, I haven't deleted it since. Like, I've been listening to it like over and over again.
Pause him. He's drunk and like building something. I don't know what he's doing. Oh, Franco.
What is he doing? Is he like wiping his ass or something?
Call us back or email us and let us know what you were doing, if you can remember, that is, what you were doing when you called us.
Maybe he was working his cock.
But it sounds like he's moving machinery.
Maybe his cock's that big.
Dang. We are getting married.
Some old, like, lady next to me with my dentures and a walker. And I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? I just found, like, a pack of crushed, like, extra gum. You know what I'm talking about? Extra. Whatever. There'll be some old lady on the bus next to me. And I'll be just, like trying to hold in the laughter, and like my face will be red and shit. And
oh, when he's
like,
listening to the diary.
What the hell?
Yo, I just licked this microphone on accident.
Nicole, I love you, and I'm sorry I haven't been talking to you on the computer, as Big Fatty would say, in a while, but I've been so busy.
He listens to Big Fatty. Do your Big Fatty voice.
Big Fatty!
Awesome. I wonder if he listened to Big Fatty from us, or if he heard of us through Big Fatty.
Franco, let us know.
Let us know, Franco.
Talk to me, Franco.
Which, he's really cute. Big Fatty would be all over him like wine on rice.
Franco's mine, bitch. Back off.
Oh, Big Fatty.
I love Franco. We're going to get married. We've talked about it.
But I thought you loved Big Fatty, too.
Yeah, but I love Franco.
Oh, you just love
Big Fatty. L-U-V, Big Fatty, but I L-O-V-E, Franco.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Big Fatty.
Differences.
Nicole doesn't love you.
I just want to see Big Fatty naked as well.
Watch what you wish for.
Oh, God. I'm frainzy, frainzy.
And Ricky, you are the shit, and you don't need Herb. I honestly, I started listening maybe like episode 139, and Herb was still on it, and that was the first episode I ever heard was Tapping a Limp Dick. I'm sure like that was the first one, you know, my introduction to Foul Monkeys, but like I really didn't like Herb that much. I'm not gonna lie to you. You're definitely much funnier than he is. He's just very opinionated, I guess. I don't know, but that's just me, like listening. And Samantha. Samantha, you are so cute. Every time I call you, you're like, oh, so cute. And I just want to say, you're so cute, and, yeah. I really like you. You're so cute. You don't have to pee, so bad.
Oh, my God.
We hit the halfway mark.
3 minutes. Let's go.
My socks are fucking so... What the fuck? Ew, my socks are soaked because I could, like, form my Penn piggyback ride.
What? Wait, stop it. He gave what? A piggyback ride? What'd he say? I'm confused. Franco, you need to stop drinking poison. What did you...
Yeah. I really like you. You're so cute. You don't have to pee so bad. Oh, my God. My socks are fucking soaked. What the fuck? Soaked? Ew, my socks are soaked because I could, like, form my friend's piggyback ride. In the wet-ass grass. There's, like, crushed leaves on it and shit. Yo, what the fuck?
He gave someone a piggyback ride through wet grass. In his socks.
Are we going to have to hire a translator from?
I think maybe. The drunken rambling translator. You're still on the phone, Franco. You're still on the phone.
That was weird.
You, like, fall asleep for a second.
Do I have a question for you guys? Oh, okay. Have you ever, like, been... Okay, you're friends with someone, and they're friends. They have a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you realize that they've changed since they've started dating the person. I just want you... Because I have a friend right now, and he's going out with this guy, and he's, like, a total douchebag. Told you back to everyone, including him and me and all of us, like all my friends. And I don't know, like the other day, because I cut my hair and I got and I like, shaved because I was just like, yo, it needs to be done.
Franco,
like,
no.
Do you need to say something?
I like the fro.
Are you heartbroken?
Traumatized. I wanted to run my fingers through it.
It was getting serious. And like I look like, what's his face? I'm going to be Castaway. And I decided to cut my hair and shave. And
Tom Hanks.
We had a party. And then
he's like
my friend's boyfriend.
Puerto Rican.
And... His name is Mike. I'll just use his name. I don't fucking care. And he was like, oh, you look really young. And I'm like, oh, what are you trying to say? Like, I was joking around. I was like, what are you trying to say? Like, old and haggard, like, all the time. And I was just joking. And then he goes, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, wow, you're a douche. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh, and Franco looks like Ricky.
Just being a bitch. Oh. I just want to know, like, have you had a friend of yours who is going out with someone that you absolutely despise and they don't see it because I guess they're getting, like, some sex or whatever. I don't know. Disgust. Bye, guys. I love Foul Monkeys, and I'm sorry that I haven't called in a while. I've been a bad listener. All right. Bye. And yes, I'm drunk.
Franco, first of all, thanks for the clarification of you being drunk. We weren't quite sure. Secondly, I thought you agreed to not call when you were drunk. I mean, that was kind of excessive.
Let's do this. Let's call less drunk more often. So right. Then you don't have long phone calls.
Right, because that took up our whole show, Franco, pretty much. We got to go now. Bye.
That's empty stomach burps.
Oh, well, don't worry.
Don't worry.
It'll be full in a minute. Because
you're going to have empty butt burps.
Wouldn't those be called farts if they're coming from your butt?
Sharts. It's going to be like, it's going to be...
I got really quiet.
I know. The air conditioner turned off.
It's going to be cold tonight. You might want to turn the
air
off.
I'm turning it off.
You're going to be like...
Well, Samantha walked in. Ooh, she's I did like, that, it's hot as hell.
I did that and my eyes were like... and this made the vines look weird.
Okay, so what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Damn, what was I talking about?
Something about Franco not calling drunk.
Yeah, but anyway, we need some 200th episode calls. We need a lot of them because we need to make a whole show last with those. And right now, I'm kind of like upset. I'm like disappointed.
Really? Because there's only like three of them.
I know, and you only have six more episodes until actually five.
Having some trouble with the math, are we?
Yeah. You only have five more episodes to get this done. So let's fucking do it.
And yeah.
Leave us some reviews.
Let's do it. You sound like a motivational speaker.
Yes, we can.
We can make a change.
Yes, we can.
Make a change.
We can.
Make that change.
Chains.
I was singing Michael Jackson.
I know. I was singing Aretha Franklin.
You so didn't know for a minute. You were like,
I knew who it
you
was.
You were like, brain fart, or different.
I knew the last name. I couldn't think of the first name.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, it's Benjamin Franklin.
Chains.
As he fucked his slaves.
Hey. Slaves needed love, too.
Right. So what else we got going on?
I have a poem.
Oh, poems. I forgot poems.
Poems. It changes every day. It's a different tune.
Okay.
So we skipped Storm Raven, but that's who it's right. for. Storm so, Raven, and then Joey Joe.
All right. Review from DQ Rick of Mental Warts Radio. By the way, Rick, I just want to say I have been listening to your show. I just hadn't had a chance to call in or leave a review. I'm sorry, but I have been listening. If you want to laugh until you pee yourself, then this is the podcast for you. If you don't find it funny, then you must not have any sense of humor. Just for Ricky, I say, go Mountaineers. Whatever. West Virginia's fucked up. Let me say this joke, because I say it every time, but what do you call the sweat between two West Virginians having sex?
I don't know.
Relative humidity.
Dirty. I like that.
West
joke.
Virginia, God, please.
Wrong turn. That's where that movie took place.
Wrong turn, West Virginia.
Need we say more? They right. were inbreds.
I don't even think he's in West Virginia. Are you in West Virginia, Rick?
And the
I
one went,
so.
Dodo. That's all he said.
Dodo. They're so weird, but they're so talented that they can shoot arrows.
Yeah, flaming ones. Weird. And drive cars, but
yeah,
they have like...
They're so dumb, they can't...
That mandibular... thing where they don't have like an upper mouth or
yeah,
whatever.
Weird.
Yeah.
And but they eat humans. How
and they run
work?
Through the woods really fast.
But they're stupid.
And kill people. Take their
and
cars.
I'm sure they can chew some tobacco.
Ooh. And they like to drive a nice BMW that they steal from the campers.
Right.
Okay, random.
Ready. Okay.
Okay. You download each show, you listen and laugh with glee, sometimes so much that you start to pee. You go to the grocery store, and in the baby section you stay. You load your cart with diapers, and then you're on your way. You get home and run. To the bathroom you go to put on your diaper so you're ready for the next show.
Loves it.
Pee-pee in your diapy-diapy.
Mm-hmm. Pee-pee in your diapy-diapy.
Oh, I totally snorted off
I
mic.
I heard you. No, I'm sure it picked up.
There, I did it in case it didn't.
All right, so the next one is 5 stars.
Joey Joe.
For Joey Joe, 32074.
Well, mine just said 3.
What area code is that? That's an area code.
It's a zip code.
Zip code, I mean. What I say? 3?
I don't know. 32704? Right?
Mm-hmm. Three, two, zero, seven, four. Where is that? Oh.
Zimbabwe. Where is it?
Zimbabwe.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. I'm still looking.
God.
It seems like a zip code. No, it's a replacement part for a Bissell vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Ormond Beach.
Where are you from, France?
We have a local listener.
Ormond Beach.
Ormond Beach.
You're French.
All right, so he says, or she says, I'm a relatively new listener and nearly soiled myself, and it's not from the runs. It's from laughing myself silly thanks to this podcast. Speaking of which, check out the diarrhea episode.
Yes.
Why is that our most popular show?
I don't know. It was stool softener before. Then we did diarrhea, and it easily took the place of the stool softener, even though you laughed for like
45
minutes from the stool softener. And then you would say, stool softener, and still laugh as you said it. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, Joey, here's your poem. I can't breathe all of a sudden.
It's because you're excited about CeCe's.
I like CeCe's. Got wet in my pants. New listeners are the best. I enjoy them the most. They know how to party and can recognize a great host. We make you crap your pants, be it from laughter or being sick. We can give you the bubble guts and make you feel ick. I hope that doesn't deter you. I hope you will listen and enjoy. Because the more responses we get, the more jokes we can employ. I'm snapping for myself. Awesome. That's how ghoul I am.
How ghoul you are.
I'm a ghoul. God,
Nicole,
I hate the pressure of the poems.
Nicole
I really
is a big fan of the bubble guts.
I love it. My poems flew off the table and landed on Finbar's face. And like, he just went,
whatever.
And turned his head like, I don't care about paper, bitch.
Oh my God, can you believe it? We're 32 minutes.
No.
I know.
It went so quickly because Franco's call was like two hours.
Yeah.
Franco, disappointed. First of all, you haven't been talking to me. You've been busy. Fuck that. I'm busy too.
He's probably been busy fucking some bitches.
Franco.
Getting his dick sucked.
Franco.
All he wants is a dick suck.
Franco, I'm feeling shamed.
Oh, I see shame on that face. That's not a very happy one.
I feel the shame.
I see it.
Franco.
All right, so.
Make a song just for Franco. I was going to sing it right now, but I have to think of lyrics.
Okay. Well, let me go over this stuff, and then by the time I'm done, maybe you'll have it.
Maybe.
Enter our contest for another book. Our Drew Ferguson's book. We have another copy of it that's signed by him. Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
Don't do your teeth like that.
What?
I don't like it.
All I did.
I don't like it.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did.
All I did was go.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, I made the mic go out. I did it so much. How do you think people eat? They chew.
No, but they don't make that noise. Like, they don't slam their teeth.
You like that better?
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
You should never have told me, because now I'll do it all
know,
the time.
I know.
Yay. Okay, enter our contest.
Enter our contest, mm-hmm. Our 200th episode. Leave us a 200th episode message on our phone, or our voicemail, I mean, on your phone.
God, you suck.
And leave us that, and we'll put your name in a hat, and we'll draw your name to see if you're a winner
like
of the
that.
Book. Like that.
You needed to rhyme it. You already were, but you ruined it.
Poet didn't know it. Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. Again, thank you, Virgo.
Send me presents.
Send us prezzies.
I'm going to make a wish list. I don't care what Samantha says.
Should we send our listeners Christmas cards?
We have way too many listeners. Do you know how much it will cost to buy a Christmas card for everybody? Or should we do it to only those who leave us messages?
Or only those that who left us reviews?
There's 94 reviews.
Well, not all of them. Like, some of them are old. Let's say this. If you've left us a review, send us your home address and we'll send you a card.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Watch that blow up in our fucking face. Everybody like, 450 reviews!
And I'll be like, no, all the poems! All the poems! My head will explode and letters right. will fall out.
And dirty mental pictures.
True.
Of Franco.
Speaking of...
What?
Well, I don't want to say who, but because he wanted it to be like not known. Uh-huh. But one of the listeners was supposedly writing me an erotic story, uh-huh. but he hasn't in a long time. And I need this to be finished. It like left off in a good spot.
Oh, damn.
So if you know who you are, if you're listening, what the fuck? Finish story. That's like
you left her pussy all wet and nothing, and it's all quivering and it's just waiting for the end.
My mussy wiver.
Your mussy wiver.
It's like, really, why would you just not finish? I don't, that's not cool. I would never be like with a guy and then be like, you're done, bye, and go home. No, you got a hand, finish the rest,
right?
Although I totally kind of did that when I was 15.
15.
Well, because I was always like super shy, and like even in school, they'd be like penis, and I would blush. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy moved into my neighborhood, and he was like really hot, and I was at his house one day, and we were like making out, and it got to, you know, like a far point, and we were about to have sex, and literally he was like in, but not all the way, uh-huh. and at the last minute, I was like, no, I don't want to do this. And he totally, like, was pissed and never talked to me again because I left him with the biggest blue balls ever. And so from that time on, for a long time, everyone was called me a tease.
Aww.
But I didn't mean it. I was scared. I was 15. I'm sorry.
How old was he?
Like, 17 or 18. I don't remember.
Well, his loss. Your loss, probably.
No, I gained it later.
Oh, okay.
Which?
What is that?
Whoa! Aliens!
Cool.
Why did we like that? It's aliens, I'm telling you. They're trying to speak to us. Maybe it's bad, though.
God, I hope nothing's going bad. All right, well, let's go.
Yeah, before the computer explodes.
All right, this is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
This is episode 194.
Bye, the aliens are coming.
Ya.